Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Once again, I'm going to talk about our drug crisis. For all the wars on drugs, just say no, talk to your kids about drinking and drugs programs launched by countless governments and other agencies, you'd think drug abuse might be improving. It's not. Humboldt County has a high percentage of drug users, whether it's marijuana, meth, or opioids. Drugs are everywhere. No amount of talking is going to remedy our current crisis of addiction and death. It's going to take action, not words, but these words can guide and propel actions, so I offer my thoughts. Let's begin by asking a big question. Why are human beings so prone to drug use? Some say it's the economy. Well, I'm not convinced it's poverty, per se. 3 decades ago, my family and I were living in one of the world's cleanest, most prosperous, and free cities, Zurich, Switzerland. Guess what? That beautiful city nestled in the Swiss Alps with lots of money in the bank and a system of government that makes ours look bloated and dysfunctional had a drug problem. In the heart of Zurich was a lovely park called Platzspitz. From 1986 to 92, it was filled with heroin addicts from all over Switzerland and Europe. Almost daily, ambulances and coroner's trucks pulled in and out of the park. Most of the young people were from stable, well-off families. They had peaceful neighborhoods, good schools, lived in one of the freest republics in the world. Still, there was a thirst for drugs. Drugs that could addict, sometimes kill. Bad as Platzspitz Park was, today in Humboldt and across America, the drug scene is worse. Why? The new drugs being peddled on the street are cheaper, more plentiful, and more potent than the drugs of 20 to 30 years ago. Synthetic meth made with P2P is much more potent than the meth peddled on the street a few decades ago. It's even more likely to drive you stark, raving, crazy. The result is an increasing number of schizophrenic and homeless people on our streets and breaking into our homes. The new opioids are much more potent too, especially where fentanyl is likely to be laced in with all sorts of other street drugs. The carnage nationwide is staggering. Look it up if you don't believe me. Better yet, read Sam Quinones' book, The Least of Us. Back to the big question, why is there such a gnawing hunger to take drugs, even where there's a strong likelihood of losing your mind or your life? Here's my synopsis. Number one, family ties have weakened. Dads are often missing, and family dinners around a common table are rapidly becoming a thing of the past. Two, mental hospitals have been shuttered. We need them back. Three, religious practice has declined. We need religious communities to find our spiritual center. Research even shows that kids who go to church, apparently any church, synagogue, mosque, temple, are less likely to use drugs than those who don't. Maybe it's the accountability and the acceptance by a peer group, but more likely it's the spiritual reward of knowing who you are, where you belong, and what you are called to do. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.